Hi, this is a dictation for Sharon Peels, Sharon Peels. Date of service is 11/21/2023. Date of birth is 6/16/1975. Patient presents for a follow-up evaluation, and she reports that she is still suffering from severe pain. She further reports that she was unable to make to the injections several times due to the inability to obtain a transportation. Only one injection was provided to her on 8/1/2023 for lumbar epidural steroid injection, and she failed to come on a regular basis. Regarding her physical therapy, she has only done two visits in a physical therapy place near her place. And she does not report any radiation of pain to the arms or the legs at this time. Only pain is in the neck area, which is around 5, and the lower back is around 6 to 7. And the patient has tried medications which she thinks are helping her a lot. The MRIs were reviewed with her that were found positive. There is a bulging disc and a herniated disc at L4, L5, and a bulging disc at L3, 4, and L2, 3, L1, L2, with a lateral disc herniation at L2, 3 also. In addition, patient has facet joint arthropathy at L4, 5, and L1, L2. The patient is informed about these findings and that she will benefit from further injections. In the cervical spine, she has a broad-based disc osteophyte complex located from C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, and C6-7. For which again facet joint injections to the cervical spine are advised. Epidural injections to the cervical spine will not help her. And so the patient needs to come and get these done so that she can get some help. Thank you. The patient reports that the pain is from 4 to 7 and she would like to do more physical therapy and chiropractic treatment right away. 60% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the chart for the rest of the ADL, the system review, the additional history, as well as substance abuse and compliance history. In the physical examination, patient has a finding of blood pressure 133 over 91, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is dated 10/3/2023, dictation number 1008-044. The plan is that one injection to the facet joint in the cervical spine helped the patient quite a bit. 50% relief was obtained, and so repeat injections are needed just for diagnosis as well as for the confirmation of the diagnosis, so that a radio frequency ablation can be done at a later date. Patient was advised to continue physical therapy, yoga, heat treatment with the water heat, infrared heat, laser heat. Quad cane was ordered, tansinet was ordered, cervical spine. Cervical pillow is ordered, and other than that, patient will continue on the conservative treatment. Her maps and labs have been reviewed. She's provided with naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablet, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 milligram at night or for sleep and relaxation, and Flexeril 10 milligram at night for muscle relaxation. Narco 7.5 milligram 325 once a day for 15 days is provided, 15 tablet. Sharon was also provided with Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for further pain relief. And she will see us in 15 days time for an injection to her lumbar facet and cervical facet joint. Thank you. She's also provided a advice about collagen, calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, visit to the primary care for the bone density checkup. And we discussed a turmeric and ginger also as a natural treatment for her if she wants. Thank you.